Our next story is about a woman in Washington, D.C. who found herself with unexpected power half a world away in Ghana. Sabri Benashour of station WAMU has her story.
Juanita Britton's nickname is Busy Bee.
Take this on down, baby. This goes on the back table.
And it's easy to see why. She's at her art gallery in the Anacostia section of Washington, wearing a brown dress and gold bangles of all sizes. Britton's coordinating food, music, and lights as she weaves among statues of giraffes and tribal masks from all over sub-Saharan Africa.
I was given that name by my grandmother. So, Busy Bee it was, and I've probably been trying to live up to my name more than anything.
Britton also co-owns several Brooks Brothers franchises and a bookstore. Right now, though, she's arranging a party, her official send-off. She's getting ready to add one more title to her resume.
Queen Mother, Nana Badwe Adubia II of Kanko Village in Ghana, West Africa.
Yep, she's going to be a queen.
Yes.
A few months ago, Britton got a call from an old boyfriend she dated in D.C.
I'm telling you, it's been 17 years since I've laid eyes on him. And to get a call out of the blue, please come and be my queen mother.
There have been a few changes since she last saw him.
When I knew him as a 20-something, he was just John Abu. 25 years later, he is King Nana Mosi Boateng II. And it came to him that I would be a choice to help him with his kingdom.
So today, she's being coronated.
I will have on a $500,000 worth of Ashanti gold. And I'll be in a big chair high above the crowd with it on. And six men will be carrying me.
But this position isn't all gold and gold. There's something in it for the villagers and King Nana Mosi Boateng II. The king says Kanko Village has been in decline since a plantation closed there a few decades ago.
We have tried to protect what's left.
We have tried to protect what's left, and since I became a chief, I have decided to redevelop the village. And what we usually do is we contact individuals who are interested in helping, and we give them positions, usually a development king or queen mother.
So basically, Britton will use her connections and business savvy to be patron of development for this town of several thousand people. Barack Hoffman runs the Center for Democracy and Civil Society at Georgetown University.
As Ghana develops economically and as it advances politically and as the country becomes more educated and more urban, chiefs are having to look for ways to maintain relevance.
Hoffman says chiefs are trying to stay relevant by spurring economic development. That can mean bringing in well-connected, well-appointed friends from outside Ghana.
What these chiefs are bringing are not massive infrastructure projects. You're not bringing in Boeing manufacturing plants. It's much more modest, maybe roads, schools, health clinics, maybe microfinance opportunities, things of that nature.
But before all the hard work comes the party. The Queen's coronation happens today during the annual Odwira Festival, marking the yam harvest. And that's how, by the end of the day, Busy Bee Britton will be Queen Bee. For The World, I'm Sabri Benashour in Washington.
You can follow the journey of Queen Juanita Britton. We have a slideshow at theworld.org. This is PRI.